approval of the agenda. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as published?
So moved.
So moved. Second, please.
Second.
Second. Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Approval of the minutes of the last meeting. We discussed a lot of items. Has everybody had a chance to read through them? And everything looks good on that. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting?
So moved.
So moved. May I have a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Wildlife management update, Jim.
Really nothing to update on. Same stuff's happened. We've been out looking for
the two deer.
I've seen the two deer. Actually, there's three. Not much we can do about them right now, but
right.
Been out looking for goose nests and goose eggs and haven't found any. But I did find a big piece of a goose egg right in the middle of the runway the other day. So they're taunting me.
They're toying with the eggs?
Yeah. But other than that, same old stuff.
And then the skunks, I think we touched on them last time.
Yeah. Five cats and two skunks.
What about the buzzards? I noticed a lot of buzzards the last couple of takeoffs.
They're a tough one, I know, because they're just getting the thermals off the...
Yeah, there may be some that are after dead animals that are out there, but it's hard to keep track of all that.
And I haven't seen the seagulls. Usually, I mean, it's plowing time, so usually seagulls start to congregate.
They were out there recently.
Or are they?
I'm having a problem with pigeons.
Yeah, we are too.
Yeah. Okay.
I think just
they
overall.
They make a mess in the hangar.
Yeah, they do.
I got a dove nesting under my porch on one of my lights by my front door.
Yeah.
I don't.
I bought one
that's
of those.
That's unusual for a dove.
One of those little devices that squawk.
That's
you know, replicate a hawk or a.
Right.
I bought one of those about 2 days ago, and I'm going to start using that when we have our doors open. As soon as the doors open, pigeons go in, and. They don't want to come out. So, you have any solutions over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
we'll leave it
to be discussed at a later time.
The owl worked for a while.
Yeah, we have the owls. We also have a system. It's called a bird buffer, and it sprays grape extract that's supposed to irritate birds' eyes. It doesn't necessarily run them off right away, but eventually they just, their eyes get irritated, they get,
Is this the first year you've seen them? Have you seen them in previous years?
Last year we did, yeah.
I've never
prior
seen
to
a pigeon.
That, we hadn't.
I've never seen a pigeon over on our side, as long as I've been around. And now we have four of them, but one dropped dead last week, just laying right on the side of the hangar. Yeah, so
probably
we're
grape extract poison.
Yeah.
Overall, there seems to be a lot of birds this year. I mean, just we can't hardly push an airplane out, and then the next thing you know, we've got one trying to make a nest in the gallon.
The swallings, the swallows, or whatever.
Yeah, starlings is worse.
Yeah, I've got them trying to get into my hangar too.
And they have lice, like you can't believe.
Really?
Yeah, you don't want to run your hand in the nest. I can tell you that. My son did that. Had a vent, and it bent. Open for a period of time, the lady asked us to take the nest out, put a new cover on. Mistake when he poured his arm out. It just must have been 100 mice. So, yeah.
All right. Anything else on wildlife management update? We're managing them as can be. Airport update?
Just a few things. As far as the rebranding goes, the big thing now is the sign project. We applied for a building permit today for the big sign that goes out by Sussex Academy, and we should be seeing that shortly.
An LED sign, or
it'll be an electronic message center.
What do you think you're going to put on it? Will it advertise arenas a little bit, or
a little bit of everything on our side, all airport related, public safety, airport and official business stuff. For the school side, you know, it'd be pretty much up to them what they put on there, but it'll be only school related things. So we're still working out the details about, you know, who gets control of the sign, when, and that kind of thing. So,
how big a sign is it?
13.5 feet.
It's gorgeous.
Does it fall within the sign ordinance of the county?
Yes.
Are we going to get violated?
I've been told we will abide by the
an exception.
Yep. We will be model citizens in that. And then along with that project, when they come down and put that in, we get the letters as a terminal on the terminal building, so, which will look nice. As far as instrument approaches, nothing's changed since the last time. We are moving forward with our aeronautical survey project, which will be our next grant-related project. That'll provide us all the survey information for 422 and 1028. What some of the things that'll allow is we'll get our night circling back to 1028, allow us to request approaches to 1028. And one of the latest kicks for the FAA right now is this obstacle action plan for every airport to identify the obstacles and obstructions and actually have a plan for removing or mitigating them, which you know we have to submit one of those, and that'll be the first step is identifying all the obstructions around the airport.
Going back to 1028, would that allow us to get approaches specifically for those two runways? Oh, good.
Yeah, it's going to take years, but
right.
The but first you can't do it without the survey. So
right.
It's,
cool.
So we're doing that. Our electrical project that's going on right now, that I told you last time, the taxiway B lights are all in and working. There's some cleanup work being done out there. We're also replacing all of the connectors that were installed as part of the runway 422 project. The shrink wrap protectors or the connectors that we put in, we're starting to get some leakage, and so we're replacing all those with an improved connector.
Black tape.
Yeah. I think I told you this before, but, you know, one of the, you know, when we dug up the lights after somebody ran them over with a snowplow, one of the things we found was, you know, the main electrical line for the runway lights out there were just spliced together with wire nuts mm-hmm. and wrapped in electrical tape and put in a plastic bag and just buried. So we moved beyond that.
And you're still going to have a scheduled power outage for that project?
May 4th? Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Let's see. Did I put that? Yes. As long as you're there. The other part of that project is Delmarva Power running main power lines through the airport from one side to the other and then breaking it off to where our two new vaults are going to be. When they make the connectors to the connections to the existing power, there's going to be a couple of power outages, one on this side and then one in the industrial park. Which, on this side, it'll be May 5th with a backup of May 12th. It'll take about an hour for them to connect the power at the pole out here. The other one is May 22nd, and I'm going to have emails out about that this week with a backup of May 28th, and that's over in the industrial park side, and that's actually going to be a 12-hour power outage. So
and that provides redundancy, so if one side goes down,
yep.
It gets back fed. Because yep. Right now it's only fed one way.
On each side,
right.
And it kind of connects them in the middle, and if you've seen the box out there
mm-hmm.
on the other side of 422, that's the switch. So we're working with the power company and, you know, trying to minimize things as much as we can. And, you know, like I said, we're going to have emails out. We've talked to some of the people about it already, but we'll start focusing on the industrial park side. I did ask Delmarva Power, what do you do, you know, other places if you know the power's going to be out? Well, we just do it, and they don't send out notices. So we're way ahead of where we'd be if we were outside the airport as far as notifying people. The other project's coming up. I think we told you we had put the taxiway B and the apron milling and paving and upgrade out the bid. We got bids back. They were way too high, so we rejected them. We've broken the project up and put it out to bid again. Those bids are due May 26th, so and the work will start after Wings and Wheels on that. We are doing yours. You know, we'll work out a time. We've talked about that before.
What kind of time frame did they have to do the work, since it's in October? It's a short paving window there.
30 days, I think.
Okay.
Don't quote me on it, but I think that's right. Let's see. The T-hanger, the Ronnie Moore hanger, those repairs are out to bid. They're due back on May 5th. We've done it. A couple parts to it. The damage that was done by the wind, we'll fix that. And then we've also got alternate bid items in there to fix the whole roof and some of the side braces or something.
Yeah, the code compliance issues are in there. So right now it doesn't meet the standard building codes or current building codes.
Yep.
Probably didn't meet codes back when it was built.
I wasn't going to go that far. But
and other than that, Melody and I have been meeting with other airports, and so we went to Wilmington and Easton, and we've hosted the DRBA folks here, and got them a tour of a loft, which they were very impressed with. The Easton people are coming May 11th, and we'll kind of do the same thing, spend some time talking, and then show them the airport and learn from each other. But that's my update.
Now we met for lunch. You were talking about a possible update for the FBO. Is that on the horizon, or is it just too far out there?
Well, we are still looking in next year's budget to do some more remodeling inside the terminal.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you want to say any more about that?
Yeah, the money's put in the budget to modernize Garrett's space in the terminal, which should look quite sharp. So those monies were put in, and then it has to be approved by members of county council when it's presented to them.
We have that workshop on Monday, so I guess it's like part of our presentation?
Probably, yeah, part of our presentation. And what was interesting, when Jim and I did visit Newcastle County Airport, part of Delaware River and Bay Authority, and then over to Easton, it was the takeaways. Newcastle County Airport, and all their hangars, with the exception of one, are full. And they could fill the last one, but they're real picky on who they want in there. And over to Easton, they have 13 hangars, and one's currently being built, and all of them are full. So, based on the information that both Garrett, Jim, and I, on our travels with the National Business Aviation Association, we keep hearing that there is a real demand for hangar space in the Mid-Atlantic. Then hearing firsthand that Newcastle County, they're pretty well landlocked. They love the opportunity to build more, but you know, it's a bit of a challenge. But Easton is doing a heck of a job. And again, as Jim had mentioned, they're coming over here within the next week. And we're trying to get a tour of Salisbury Airport, and we'll see if they're going to be as transparent and open to exchanging of ideas as we have been for Newcastle County and for Easton.
The ASOS, when are we going to have a consistent voice? We have a girl and a guy, and that doesn't matter to me. Yeah. It's just, it's Delaware Coastal. And then it goes to the traditional FAA guy that speaks.
I'll have to call him about that, but I was just happy that they changed
the
name, and that took months. So.
I'll call him. One or the other, or do they have a policy on how it should be? Because just curious.
Which do you prefer, Gus?
Don't answer that. No, I'm looking out for you, buddy. I'm looking out for you.
Defer that. I just was curious. Yeah. But it does catch your ear initially, because you're not expecting that. Or I wasn't. Now it really sets it off. So mm-hmm.
It's different.
Not in a bad way, though.
What do you get most of when you're flying around?
The common FAA voice.
Yeah.
Is it like a robot?
We always just call him Sven. It sounds like a sort of a Swedish hybrid, you know, the way he speaks.
Some guy in some sound room that just continually reads.
It's a robotic
forever.
Voice,
so
it'd be nice to have a consistent voice.
Well,
the
only advantage is you know when you've got this airport because of the two different voices mixed.
Because Salisbury's only two clicks off their weather, so you know when you're here. I'm not saying change it by any stretch. I just was curious.
Yeah, I can call him and ask him.
I think
it doesn't matter.
The issue we've been having with the AWAS is it's still showing light rain half the time. And happen to bring up the AWAS in the middle of a sunny day. It's a 50-50 shadow. They'll say light rain.
Yeah.
It's been
still
doing
VFR though.
Been doing that for months.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very strange. Yeah. They've had the guy out here look at it over and over. He's replaced virtually all the parts.
Yeah. He's Yeah, like you say, he has replaced just about everything.
I don't know. It started. I don't know if any of you guys have even picked up on it, but it seems like it started a while ago, back in say the winter, December.
And I've learned to be careful when I call those guys, because if I call them and tell them there's a problem, they have to send the guy down now from Mount Holly. So, you know, and I've called on a Friday afternoon before, not thinking, and. You know, I feel bad because the guy drives down 2 hours on a Friday night. And
he gets paid by the hour. He probably likes
feel
it.
Too bad if it hasn't been fixed yet.
Yeah. I mean, they're aware of the problem. You know, they've come down several times on their own because they know there's a problem.
I'm sure. I don't think it's keeping anyone flying in here. Like you said, it'll say sunny and clear, but light rain, and so I think pilots can sort of figure out that it's not really that it's not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a very strange thing. Yeah. They've replaced virtually all the parts to it, and it's just still. And if it's cold, if it's below freezing, it'll say light snow. So
it's applying the right procedures.
It's got the logic in there.
Exactly.
But it doesn't make sense.
Anything else, sir?
No.
All right. Wings and Wheels update. First Saturday in October. Had something from Linda. I guess it was the kickoff meeting. They've had their kickoff meeting, so that's going to start to gear up and get very active. I guess there's no comments on Wings and Wheels. We know the date, and they're looking for volunteers as usual. New business? Anyone have anything for new business? We pretty much have covered everything, I thought. We'll move on to public comments.
What date's Wings and Wheels this year?
It is the first Saturday in October.
October 1st.
October 1st?
Yes, sir.
And they're having the school was on is in September, so it's a split month on that. There was some discussion about that at the last meeting. Yes, September 30th.
We get asked probably once or twice a week up at the counter when the Wings and Wheels is, even in this time of year.
That's good.
And that's from outside aviators coming in, or
just
public?
Yeah, people coming in for lunch. Yeah.
Local
pilots,
public.
Usually just people walking in for lunch. I don't know when it is.
We probably need to get a brochure or something.
Mm-hmm. That'd
be good.
Because it's growing every year.
Is this a proper time to say as far as public? Am I a member of the public? Or that's
you can be.
I can be. just wanted to bring everyone's attention to Georgetown Air Services. They have a new Facebook page, and they're doing an incredible job in promoting this airport. And if you haven't been on Facebook, click on Georgetown Air Services, and I would invite you to like that, because the jets that are coming in, the all size planes that are coming in, it's a good educational tool, and it's a great marketing mechanism. So appreciate all the energy and effort.
This unpaid advertisement was brought to you by Georgetown Air Service.
But he's doing a great job.
Have you ever considered changing your name to Coastal?
Coastal Airport Service.
It'd be consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd always be open.
Sam may not agree, but I, you know.
Yeah.
Does he wear his new hat? Anyway.
Any other public comments?
I'll just introduce myself.
Yes, sir.
Lloyd Massey. Some of you might remember the name, but retired from State Police, Trooper 2, back in 06, and now representing Christiana Care LifeNet with the program there. Susan's got my information. Relatively new position for me coming out of the Army, State Police, Army, and here, so transit. But Susan's got the information. If you guys need anything or want anything from us, just give me a yell, and we'll see what we can do. So.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard.
So, yeah, it's a perfect fit as I walk down the road, so it's good.
Any other public comment? Yes, ma'am?
The other night, I talked to two pilots that came in on a twin engine jet to pick up some people, and they didn't know we had a restaurant. They had eaten beforehand. They came from Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and we're going to Chicago picking up people at 9:15. And we had just had dinner and chatted with them outside, and they were surprised. So is there a way to let people know not only the gasoline prices, but that we have a restaurant?
If they do check out the DelawareCoastalAirport.com, their arenas is very prominent. It's even linked to their corporate site. Even with their specials.
I haven't looked at the AirNav lately.
I'm gonna check it out right now, ma'am.
Well, that was NetJets. I mean, they really have their own. I mean, they have. That was a NetJets, which is a very big charter company. I mean, with thousands of pilots and hundreds of airplanes, and they have an entire department that feeds those crews. That provides catering for those crews that come in. So it's likely that even if they knew there was a restaurant here, their company probably wouldn't have allowed them to purchase food here. If they wanted to pay for it out of their own pocket, I'm sure they could have. But the way they're set up is they get catering in the morning. Where their morning flight starts out, they get catering delivered there for their days, that whole day of flight. They get breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to them. And they store it in the aircraft and they eat it as they go along during the day. By the end of the day, that food might not be looking so good, and they might think, "Oh, there's a restaurant here. I should check that out." And a lot of times, I see them do that. They'll ditch the box food and get a warm dinner. So, you know, with a big company like that, we're a blip on their radar screen, really, literally. And you know, but once they know that we do have a restaurant, next time they come back, they'll be very likely to use that restaurant because they remember that. There's not many airports that have restaurants anymore.
Mm-hmm. True.
And so and those guys do remember that. And next time they come in, I'll bet they do take advantage of the restaurant. But it's a good point to bring up. And I might have been here that night when they did, because I think they came in after hours. I think I remember seeing you chatting with them.
Yeah, you told me where they were from. We didn't ask who they were carrying. We were dying to know, but we didn't.
Yeah, you were out there on the fence line, I think, looking and talking to them, weren't you? Outside.
No, we saw them. They were sitting on the bench outside the door.
Oh, right. That's right.
Afterwards. Yeah. They had quite a long wait, and they were just sitting there.
They said, you know, we always joke with the NetJets pilots, they get paid to sit around. They don't get, because they only fly, they fly out of a 14-hour day, they might spend 3 hours actually flying the plane, 4 hours maybe on a good day. And the rest of the 8 hours, just they sit around in airports like ours, just waiting on passengers or waiting for a lift to the hotel. That's the joke with them, they get paid to sit, not paid to fly.
And speaking of lift, you have an extra new lift for people for a rental to go to an airport, don't you?
With the courtesy car?
Courtesy.
Yeah, well, we replaced one of our courtesy cars, so we still have the two courtesy cars, and crew coming tonight that'll utilize one of those cars.
Oh, cool. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we've had that for
Great
a while.
Job, Eric.
Now,
thanks.
I'm on Fourth Flight, and it doesn't have arenas. It has Lighthouse Landing. Is that?
No.
Yeah, Fourth Flight is.
It's got Coral Bay, Georgia House, 60
miles. Fourth Flight has a lot of bad data on it.
I just bring it up because I've checked.
That's one of the problems with the, and Fourth Flight is an app that we use on our iPads. It's a navigation app, and tells about airports and some of the amenities at these airports. Fourth Flight has a lot of bad data for our airport, and it's been on my list to call them and just get it straightened out. I mean, they have, if you look at the FBOs, there's another, you know, there's Chuck's Flying Service listed there. And
Chuck's Flying Adventures.
I think
now, arenas at the airport.
Arenas is listed as an FBO.
As an FBO.
Yeah, I know. There's.
So that would be something good.
There's just a lot of.
We talk to
I don't know where they even pull that from. I honestly don't know what. Because Fourth Flight doesn't maintain databases, it pulls.
Right.
You know, they just pull from other databases. So wherever they're pulling from is.
But in order to upgrade the information, do you have to pay for it?
Is that how they do it? I don't know, but there is a service. Fourth Flight does provide a service that you can, and I want to upgrade to it. And you can provide photos of your airport and photos of the like the pilot's lounge
right.
and the amenities. So it's a premium service, but it's something I want to do. I think you talked to the guys when you were at.
There was actually the people we talked to in Tampa that said because we were checking everybody to make sure they had the name right, and they. Kept telling us, we pulled that from the FAA's database, and of course it's right, don't be silly, and you know, then when they pulled it up, it still said Sussex County, because
right.
that was, you know, the one piece of information that they actually input. So.
Well, we're going to redo our website, and when we redo that, we're going to take a lot of photographs of the interior of the building and some exterior shots, and that's when I was planning to do this upgrade on Fourth Flight, put more current information.
The Lighthouse Restaurant, 0.3 miles away, that would be the Cheer Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that might, yeah, maybe that's.
Well, no, that's the old name of the restaurant before Arenas bought it.
Yeah.
But
Lighthouse still exists. It does still exist. It's over. They have a location at the Cheer Center, and they
have. Yeah, but it's just a few hours a day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it?
It's
more than
that
information.
Now, I will say this: my correspondence with Fourth Flight over some technical issues that I've had. They've responded very quickly, they should make the changes fairly quickly.
They're very responsive.
Yes.
I agree with that.
So.
You can call them in. I mean, it doesn't have to come from, you know, any individual can email and say, you know, hey, you got some bad data on there, and you know, you just clean it up. There's other stuff, too. If you look, like, I think the hotel listing, there's others you can look at. Like I said, they're pulling from some place. I just can't figure out where. It doesn't look like internet data.
I don't know. I don't use that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the old flight.
Flight guy.
Flight guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't know anybody uses that anymore because it's all on the internet. So, well, thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
One more thing.
Yes.
What happened to that cute sign that used to be on the road that said you were leaving the safety of flight?
Oh, yeah.
Drive carefully. That was really cheerful as you left.
Did someone hit it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll check.
When did you notice it was missing?
Oh, it's been missing 6 months or so.
Oh, 6 months.
I mean,
really?
It's. I thought it was on purpose, but it really is very uplifting.
So maybe back when the last snowstorm, maybe around there?
Yeah.
Now I think I can figure out where it went.
Oh, no.
I don't know, 6 months. I guess one of those things you see it every day, and you know, one day it's gone and you're in there. I drive that road 6 or 8 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't really noticed it was gone. But I agree with you on the message it sends. I think.
It's a good message.
Yeah.
Anything else? Public comments wise? I will take that as a no. All right, next meeting date? 2 months?
June?
Yeah.
22nd.
June 22nd.
I will not be here.
Susan will have to do the wildlife update.
Yeah.
Does June 22nd, aside from Jim, is that good for everyone? of the short meeting since you cover pretty much everything. Or do you guys want to rearrange it around the new schedule?
I don't know. You do provide the bulk of the data.
I think we should. Yeah.
Okay.
No pressure.
I shall be hasty.
Could you just reschedule your vacation, man?
You want to do the week before?
Yeah, what's more important?
The 15th?
I don't know about this wildlife.
I would say that the week before would be better because then we roll into July 4th weekend on the 29th. If that's okay, that would be the third week in June. I've got my dates correct.
Works for me.
Good. Okay, we'll have the next meeting date. June 15th. I'm sorry, I forgot my glasses, so it takes me a little while to adjust.
June 15th.
Yes, sir. Same bat time, same bat station.
I think we all should just compliment Gus on how extremely proficient and efficient he has proven to be the leader of the group and got us out in 31 minutes.
And I'm going to recommend Chris for the next time.
Pay raise.
Yeah. 100%. Let's vote on that.
All right. I apologize for everyone being here.
Okay.
All right. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I second.
Those in favor? Opposed? Very good. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your comments,
tables
everyone.
Tables need to go back anywhere.